You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
You know what? It certainly is Basketball Wives the After Show. So much to talk about. And let me tell you, before we do anything, being is for doing. And we are going to do a lot Basketball Wives style after show. And the reason I'm kind of up in the air or just emotional, I guess, is because this episode was different than anything we've seen.
I feel emotionally drained right now. I feel like I just watched somebody get beat up and I couldn't help them.
It was like a mini heart attack waiting to happen for either the girls on the show or either us, the viewers. Like, I'm really kind of thrown off by it anyway. Bing is for doing, as I said, Basketball Wives season number 4. Episode number 13, one that I'll always remember, of course.
Wait, we didn't name this episode.
Crazy Town. I don't know. You're right. We do name every episode because,
that's
what we do. My name is Ronnie Jr. and I will be, here with the panel. Let's go to the left first. If you're watching us on YouTube, this is Fallon Mercedes.
Hello, everyone.
You weren't here last week now, were you?
I wasn't. I had to work.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Sorry. Well, joining us in replace of Rebecca Prince, who is in New York City right now, we have Stanley joining us. Basketball Wives.
From Massachusetts.
What? Big up.
Yeah. How are you, Stanley?
I'm good.
Do you enjoy the group here?
I do. We were watching the show, and I was just getting commentary from
We're a little
Spicy.
Crazy, right?
No, I love it.
I was yelling the entire time.
No, I couldn't say a word half the show because it was a lot going on.
But
yeah, I was just actually speechless.
Yeah,
I was just
my notes were different, but thank you for joining us.
We have
Rebecca, who's the Basketball Wives doctor. I mean, she knows everything, and so she's gone, so we needed somebody, to come in with an opinion. And
I got you.
I know when you do the game after show, you have opinions, so we thought that was good.
I'm full of them, ladies.
And you can hear her on 102.3 KJLH, the spiciest woman, not just on the West Coast, just around the world. Spicy Maricela Ferguson. She's also here. Okay,
I'm spicy and I know it.
You are spicy and you definitely know it. Okay, so listen, what are we going to say? Right off the top, we've got Tammy continuing to beat up, bully in every... You know how they talk about relationships and a man versus a woman or whatever?
Right.
Oh, the man possibly doesn't beat the woman, but verbal abuse is a thing?
Yes. That's what I felt like. I felt like I was watching her verbally abuse her. I felt like I was back in high school.
Right.
The mean girls are picking on this girl, ready to jump her. One of them's, and I couldn't jump in and help.
Right.
I felt like going through the screen and standing up for
Keisha.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
I'm tired, and I'm sure you guys will agree with me, of hearing, I have anger management issues. I'm going to blame my mean, badass attitude on my anger management issues.
I agree.
No, you're an adult. You can control your emotions, and you still have to respect other human beings, whether you like them or not. She's human, and she's treating her like a freaking dog.
Yep.
She's treating her worse than a dog. They don't even treat dogs that bad.
Yeah.
And so I really don't appreciate Tammy's bad attitude this entire episode. This entire season, it's just getting worse and worse. And she wants us to cry her river and feel sorry for her. And I can't even do it.
Yeah, no.
Well, Tammy, that's a question. Mm-hmm. Does she actually, cry her river, feel... I don't see a remorse with Tammy on this particular episode.
No, but she wants us to feel bad because she's going through things, her childhood and all that.
Right.
We all have jacked up childhoods. We all come from dysfunctional families, but you don't see us being evil to other people. And it's hard to believe that she's a good person with the way that she's treating Keisha over something so petty and childish. Keisha didn't sleep with her husband.
Right.
She didn't stab him in the back.
Oh, that was Evelyn, right? Her friend. Oh, yeah.
That was, like, the reaction I had. I was
saying,
like...
She's treating her as if she stole, like, something from her.
It was like Keisha barely did anything. All she did was sort of defend herself amongst Susie and her, you know, flip-flopping or whatever. That's all Keisha did. Like you say, imagine if it was something bad. Yeah. Keisha would be dead by now.
Tammy doesn't even just need anger management. She needs Alcoholic Anonymous because...
She's blaming it on the alcohol,
it's
too.
It's both. I could see it in her eyes. She literally went crazy.
She looks scary.
And more so than Tammy, I have a problem now with Evelyn and Shawnee, most of all.
Yes.
Because we all know Tammy's crazy. She lost it. I really do think at a certain point she sees red and she just doesn't know
So you think she has like maybe a chemical imbalance?
Chemical
and the
imbalance, yeah. And which is not an excuse, but I definitely do think it's a deep, deep-rooted issue that might be not be able to fix. But Shawnee, you have some say-so and you have some control, even over Tammy. And you're just going to sit there and she only talks in the testimonial like, oh, Tammy shouldn't have done that. I wish she hadn't done say something.
Right.
That was how I felt when Evelyn was crying. Like, it seemed like Evelyn was sincere. She felt for Keisha and she was crying. Well, do something about it.
Right.
Go get her purse. Sit.
Exactly.
Honestly, if I have a friend and she's bullying somebody, I would not sit there. I'd be like, listen, if we're friends, this is not cool.
Right.
I couldn't wrong is sleep wrong. At night knowing that my girl is bullying the shit out of, excuse my language, bullying the crap out of somebody. No, that is not cool. Like,
But then the only problem with Evelyn does the same thing, really. Evelyn
They're
does
all
have
hypocrite. You
know, no, Evelyn has an anger management problem.
Evelyn has such the same problem that I don't even expect it from her.
Right.
But with
exactly.
Shawnee, you certainly kind of feel that, you know, she's in a different playing field. She's a businesswoman.
Right. We hold Shawnee most
You almost look to her like, okay, she's going to step in. She's going to. But I don't know. What is her role? Is her role to let this show get that wild? I mean, is someone going to get hit? Like, I don't... It is weird watching Shawnee, because that's who you do want to see say something
like,
and be the motherly...
Like, you can't be impartial to it all. Like, Shawnee's just trying to play neutral as if she's, you know, doesn't want to take sides. But wrong is wrong. And she's obviously not trying to jump in or defend anybody. But when somebody's acting out or acting crazy, you have to say, you know what? You're not thinking straight right now. And maybe you shouldn't be talking to somebody the way that you are. Because I promise you, if Keisha were to talk back to Tammy the way that she talks to her, Keisha would... lose her mind, and so would Tammy at the same time.
Keisha would lose her mind.
Both of them would. Like, I can see, like, Keisha's trying to, like, be very calm or whatever, yeah, and hold it together, but, like, it's really hard to do that, and so Keisha fighting fire with fire, she seems like such a sweet girl, but I think that if you push her over the edge, like me, I can go from, I'll be five, but if you just trigger that one thing, I will go to 10. And I think Keisha's capable of doing that, too. Tammy's always at 10.
I'm not sure if I see that in Keisha.
I think that it takes... You don't know if somebody's crazy yet until you push that one button.
Right.
See, I felt like that button would have been pushed already.
Yeah.
Like, if that button was there, it would have been...
In this episode.
Instead, for her, like, some people, they handle it differently. They either, you know, go 5 to 10, or they break down and cry. And I feel like that's what we've seen with Keisha. I felt so bad watching her cry.
Right.
I felt horrible. And can I say, I wanted to smack Susie.
Oh, God.
I really did. I'm so sick of her instigating
all of
this.
She's not defending anybody either.
She's going to sit there and let Tammy verbally abuse Keisha. Then she's going to go to Keisha's door like, go say sorry. No, if you didn't open your mouth or you would have said something.
Well,
like,
and then initially goes and runs right back to Tammy and Evelyn and say, oh, this is what she says.
Exactly.
She puts spin, you know, she spins it. She says the words different than Keisha said. So, you know, I think with Susie, we just got to look at her and say she's very much afraid of not being in that acceptance along Tammy and Evelyn. So she's kind of doing what she has to do. Yeah, it's terrible to watch, though, definitely, because as Keisha, I'm assuming at one point she's going to be like, get away from me. I don't need you in my life because you're not benefiting me in any way. And she's definitely not.
And she still hasn't done anything wrong. The only thing Keisha did was say, Tammy needs to be happy that I didn't talk to her the way that she talked to me.
Yes.
And by her saying that, I feel like she was saying that I showed her more respect than she showed me. She needs to be happy that I didn't fight fire with fire. And I'm not saying that she'll turn into the Hulk or anything like that, but I can see she doesn't know what she's capable of because she's never been treated like this.
Yeah.
You don't know if she'll turn around and grab a knife. She may just be as crazy as Kenya, but she's just calm for right now.
But
so that was my only argument, is that she's kind until you put her in a... If Tammy laid hands on her...
I think Keisha's handling it the right way, but the thing is, it's kind of hard because... you at a certain point have to stick up for yourself. And I think Tammy, if even she did go get a knife or something like that, Tammy's saying she would respect her more for that. Tammy's the type of,
she wouldn't.
Tammy's the type of person.
Well, that's
honestly,
just what Tammy says. Yeah,
Tammy doesn't respect anybody.
I do think she likes people that bucks back. Like, she, not that she's going to step down. You know what I'm saying? Because even when her and Evelyn fought, you know, last season, she respected Evelyn for that because she really thought Evelyn was going to step down. Mm-hmm. And so I think she's pushing her almost. She wants her to be that, like, stand up for herself at a certain standpoint.
I sort of agree with kind of what you were saying. I don't know. She hasn't snapped yet. And she's really got pushed to the limit. So I don't know. I think he's just taking the high road. I mean, let's think of this. And we don't have our dear friend Lauren to contribute with us today. And she's the Beyond the Drama girl. I think with Lauren, it would be a similar situation where, you know, I don't know. Like, you push her to a certain limit. Is Lauren going to, you know, smack Tammy back? Like, I don't think that would happen. I think Lauren would try to take the high road all the time.
Lauren would. But Lauren's smart enough to know to walk away. She would walk away before she started fighting. Because if you, even Lauren, who we love to death, even she's capable of snapping at some point. We all are, and I just feel like you haven't pushed Keisha there yet. Yeah. I don't think Keisha's a punk. I think that Evelyn is, like, you know, trying to say that, oh, you know, she's a victim and
she's weak.
I think she's just taking the high road and she's affected emotionally by it because she's sensitive. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that she can't defend herself eventually. But also too, Tammy's a freaking giant. All these women are Amazon size.
Yes, they are.
Like,
you did,
like,
say that.
Who breeded them? Like, mm-hmm. a 6'7" woman and man? Well, because, you know, all of them are like thoroughbreds.
Well, they date tall men. You said what? Who breeded these people? Well, you know, Amazon, the website, they did. And, you know, that's how all that happened. And, you know, if you are going to buy anything online, do it through us, AfterBuzzTV.com. I think Stanley actually got that, you know, her little wardrobe. Yeah.
Right.
But Amazon. she didn't do it the old school 2011 way. No, she didn't do that. She didn't go and say, I'm going to go straight to Amazon. She said, I like AfterBuzz. I like doing the shows here. When I'm not here in studio, I'm at home watching, you know, all the other after shows. So she wanted to support us. She went to our website, hit our banner on the top, and she bought that nice little coat you got over there.
And I listen to iTunes, mm-hmm. and
comment
everything.
Was that you that wrote the comment about Fallon? You think she's the best, best host out here? Maybe you'll have to go look. It was maybe my alternate iTunes. Okay. Anyways,
I did hear that, Fallon.
Yeah,
I got excited.
I heard that Ronnie was, like, super fine on there too. Somebody left that.
Oh, clearly this is someone is blind.
Blushing.
True. Okay, so listen. The purse thing became an issue when
that's theft.
And it makes it so hard because you know
you're gonna call the cops. I stole your purse, but you cannot call the cops in a different country.
Because I might possibly go to jail in a different country, because that's not thievery over here.
I love the way Tammy goes, and stuff like that is exactly why I don't like you. And you're like, wait, stuff that you... So basically, it's like stuff you pushed her to do is why you don't like her. And again, you guys, this is, again, to our iTunes people, like, because they will write about what we say too. You got to understand, I like Tammy as a character. You listen to episode one where we started doing the after show. I enjoy Tammy. I love a lot of her character on this show. But stuff like this is just out of control. Yeah. Like, that's just point blank. Like, there's nothing, there's no way to defend that.
Well, she wants her to fight
alcohol
back.
I realize that.
Tammy wants Keisha to fight back. That's why she's pushing her. That's why she's testing her. She's trying her patience.
How old are we?
Because they're from two different worlds.
Seriously.
Yeah.
They are. But,
how old are we?
But being from two different worlds, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Keisha is from the country. She is half white. She will chop you up before she fights you back. I'm just saying.
You know what?
So
you
shot that.
Not just that.
I'm just saying.
Tammy, actually, to quote her, she literally says she doesn't understand the world that I come from. And I want to know, what world is that? Like, that has to be included.
That's the race card.
But that's the thing, and I have a serious problem with that.
That's really funny, because you're talking about how, you know, Tammy will say Keisha can't hold that, you know, the race thing, right? She kind of was talking about Keisha can't hold that for the rest of her life or whatever. She just has to deal with it.
Right.
Well, that would be the same as Tammy. You can't deal with, you know, you're going to have to move past the fact that you came from this, you know, particular situation,
right,
and
have
you
anger
have
issues.
Like, here's my thing with Tammy. Like, if you can't let Keisha deal with her racial situation, which clearly hurts her, mind you, not like she's holding, poor me, but it hurts her, you know? So then why, you know, you have an excuse on your end too. If she can't have an excuse, you can't have an excuse.
Right.
Which probably we all can't have excuses.
Since the beginning, the first day that that Tammy made that remark about her ethnicity, I've been calling the BS card, because she is lying her ass off if she's going to say that she wasn't trying to put her ethnicity down or say that she wasn't as black as the rest of the girls because her name's Keisha and she's light-skinned, half black, half white, and she can't tell that she's black.
And what does Tammy that mean? You know what I'm saying? And I have a big problem, especially what's going on with the show right now and everyone with VH1 and how it's depicting black women. I don't even think it's depicting black women badly, it's depicting these women badly,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like we have to differentiate, and they love to use that card and say, oh well, this is how black women do this, and you know, oh, white people, they sue instead of slap. It's like, I've never slapped someone in my life except for my sister.
And you mean the one that we see here all the time?
Yes. So
we'll get the real story.
You only slap people if they're blood. If they're blood related to you.
Yeah. The whole situation is just crazy and sort of difficult to watch. But, this is the story of these people's lives. It's not everybody. So I think it's always going to be on television, this kind of stuff. So we really can't, you know, I don't know, like protest it and say, you know, it's bad for... I guess it is bad. I don't know. I'm like so conflicted
but
in it, you guys.
But there's one question I wanted to ask you guys. You remember in the room when Shawnee said to Keisha, you have to figure out how to deal with this situation instead of stepping in. And I wanted to know, I kind of saw some truth in that, though. Even though we want Shawnee or Evelyn to stick up for her. Mm-hmm. At a certain standpoint, we are all grown women, and you need to figure out one way out of this situation either way.
Oh, to get her bag back?
Yeah, to get her bag back, to get what she wants, instead of just sitting there crying in her room.
If somebody steals your car, is it, oh, I need to figure out how to get myself out of the situation? No, you go and report it.
Yeah.
You're not going to go try to fight the person that stole your car. You're going to report it because somebody has taken one of your possessions, yes, and you're an adult.
Right.
And so that's exactly what she did.
Why didn't she? She didn't really report it. She didn't go through with it.
Well, she doesn't want to send the girl to jail. I don't think that Keisha was like, I'm sending Tammy to jail. She went asked security to help assist out.
And they didn't. So at a certain point, you're sitting there crying in your room, what are you going to do now? And I think as an adult, at a certain point, I'm like, Keisha, you need to step up one way or another, and you do need to come in.
So she could have stolen her hotel room key, and when she wasn't in the room, gone and taken her purse, because these girls are sneaking into people's rooms. They're not adults. They're over there sneaking in, putting fish in people's closets and stuff.
Well, unfortunately,
so Keisha,
I think
should be the mature one?
Unfortunately, I think they are adults, because unfortunately, a lot of adults act like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, humans are kind of a little kooky. So I know what saying, that they're not acting like adults because they are acting pretty high school, but a lot of people in real life, not just on the show, act like this. And so how do you deal with people like that? And Tammy's kind of right when she was saying to Keisha, you're not always going to get people that are going to talk to you the way you want to talk to.
That's very
now,
true.
Now, how are you going to deal with it?
I think from this, and when Keisha, we interviewed her earlier on the show, I guess the way she dealt with it, she's no longer going to film with Tammy. So I think that's how she's going to come.
Rebecca had given us that news early on, and I was gonna ask you guys, do you think it was because we saw all the shots we saw of Keisha were either from the side, you know, we didn't see like a good shot of her. There was one time where she was talking to Tammy and you just heard her voice off mic. I was wondering if that was like overly done. Mind of a producer. There was a couple shots in today's episode, and I don't know if this is just because Rebecca told us that she's no longer gonna film after the situation, but we had one shot where you couldn't really see Keisha. You saw like her leg, like that's all you saw.
Okay.
The camera kept trying to get over, but it was as if Keisha and her team or whoever she, you know, however she has this situation set up, was not going to be filmed. However, the stuff that we did hear was written on the bottom of the text when she was talking to Tammy later on, and we also only saw Tammy's face. We were not allowed to see Keisha. I just wondered what that had to do with at that time. Was that her way to put her foot down? Like, I don't want to keep this situation going? I'm just wondering, personally.
I mean, that could have very well been it, but I think that even that is a mature decision. You don't allow or keep somebody in your life, and I'm going to let you abuse me or disrespect me because I understand what you were saying about she needs to address it, but I think that is her addressing it. You don't have to continue to put yourself in a situation.
Sure.
And as adults, we make choices. And yes, there are people who are crazy in the world, but we don't keep them in our circle. Mm-hmm. And Keisha's been keeping these crazy women in her circle.
You know what I liked about this episode, and this might just be too much of me reflecting on just within... Okay, it's like you're watching the show, and it makes you think of situations you've been in.
Yeah, I'm more... Yeah, totally.
From you guys know the way I talk. I'm more on the Lauren page. I definitely try to find the love in every situation.
Right.
And then I'm hearing what you're talking about, how that at one point you have to push back, and then I'm like, gosh, I am really, 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 really nice most of the time, but there will be a moment that I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Oh, I don't even curse really on the mic, but, you know,
yeah.
I get it. And maybe that's why this show is as good as it is. I mean, all the criticism aside, yeah. It puts it in the perspective of you having to have conversations and say, wait, that's so childish, that's so high school. Wait a minute, it is sort of adult because we've seen that, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
With it, you know, they may not be in your circle,
right.
But at the same time, you're right. Adults act just like this,
mm-hmm.
But it is turned up a little bit. Fish prank. It's funny. It's just funny part of the show.
I didn't find it that funny.
I didn't laugh one time.
If I am on this beautiful island with my girls, and I'm going to be bagging some cuties on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's probably some good-looking island men. I would not I would not be wasting my time putting fish on a ceiling fan in some girl's room.
Would Tammy and Shawnee find this funny if Jen went and got some fish and put it in Louis Vuitton purse or their Gucci purse, put the fish in like their Christian Louboutin shoes. Would that be funny?
You're right. So Tammy and Evelyn, if they do this, it needs to be looked at the way they want it to be looked at by the other party.
They
want the other party to look at it as it was just a fun joke. However, if someone does that to them, there goes the Keisha situation 100 other times.
Yeah,
you
need to be lucky that I'm not going to fight you or lay hands on you or beat you up. Who says
you're
that or
lucky.
Thinks like that?
What about the soundbite that Evelyn gave us where she said it felt like she didn't say this to Tammy in the room. This was more just a camera, right?
I
was watching her being battered. I mean,
uh-huh.
Gosh,
and
I was just,
what did she do? Nothing.
She sort of went back.
If you see somebody getting abused, you're just as bad as the abuser.
Exactly,
if you don't step in.
Yes. Felt like jumping through the TV and helping her out.
It was wrong on all accords.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. And even if she did say it, and which she did, I mean, we know that she did say it and then she implied it, but the reaction that Tammy gave her, she didn't speak to her like an adult. She started going off on her like she always does. And Tammy has no right to talk to people like that. I'm sorry. Because one of these days, someone bigger than you, it's going to be really hard to find them, is going to pound on you the way that you do everybody else.
Yeah.
But then it's sad because how is Tammy going to really know that she's completely wrong? Because even when she's in the van and she asks Shawnee, do you think I was wrong in this situation? And Shawnee's like, well, no. When Shawnee knows that it's wrong, and there's your opportunity, you know, because people do take what their peers say as truth.
Mm-hmm,
so
exactly.
She's looking at Evelyn, and they're just coaxing her along. So
you
she's
are just
like,
the voice of reason.
Yes.
We need to get you
very
on
true. So it's just kind of sad, because mm-hmm. none of them are looking out for. They all know Tammy looks like an idiot, but they're mm-hmm. not friends enough with her to tell her that you look like a damn idiot. You know what I'm saying?
You mean they don't hang out, like, off the show? Like, they don't? When Shawnee's out?
Can I say this? Last night, I'm at Greystone, and I'm at this table, and I look back, and the table behind me, there is Shawnee, and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, maybe she's with the other cast members. She is not with not one
right,
cast member.
I'm sure.
She is like, I had enough drama. I'm sick of these.
Yeah.
I'm good.
If anything, she's with the new people she's doing the film with. Like, she's moving on to the next page. Like,
right.
Pretty much.
How I would see
but
it.
But also, too, I'm sure people have to be wondering, what kind of example is Tammy setting for her children? Because she has a daughter, right?
Two of them.
So how are you teaching your children to handle issues that you have with people?
Now, if that was my mom and I'm watching her, I would be so embarrassed.
Oh.
Like, I would sit her down and be like, listen, mom, like...
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, no, but these girls can't talk to their mom. Like, even if that was the issue, you would feel embarrassed. Maybe your mother would listen to you, mm-hmm. but Tammy's not listening to what her daughters have to say.
But they do kind of speak to her, funny enough, like an adult, when they were going...
Didn't
Tammy, like, attack her daughters almost that way, too? She didn't really listen to them, did she?
But it's funny. You could totally tell that they're kind of the adults in that relationship, and they seem very grounded, and they went to the grandmother, and the grandmother is the one that had to tell Tammy, you're... crazy.
Well, it's the, what do you call it, when the generation, you break that generation right. gap, you know, you don't like what you saw, and I'm going, so, yeah, you're right, these two girls might be completely different. Normal, than, they may not have any anger issues, you know.
But it is still embarrassing if they're watching their mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Their mom's a purse thief. I'm sorry, if Tammy's going to say that she didn't take her purse,
she stole it.
To security for them to return to her.
Exactly.
If you were really trying to have her back because she left it there. Come on now.
She's sitting there putting her glasses on and going through her phone. I'm like, really, Tammy?
Yeah, it looks like she's
done
that before.
Does that make you feel good? Does that make you happy inside? Go get a man, please. Like, go on the beach, find yourself somebody to play with instead of playing around and hurting other people's feelings.
Oh, that's the quote of the year.
Yes.
There you go,
Fallon. Yeah,
that was rough, though, to have your phone stolen by the person that you kind of, like, think, I mean, gosh, that's like an insecure.
I felt violated. I don't want
anybody to have my phone, let alone somebody who I don't like.
I bet all you guys you were texting. Yeah. Whoa.
I bet you're all going to put a password on your phone
now.
Yes. But who goes to people's phones, though? Like, that's just rude.
Yeah.
Like, that is an invasion of her privacy, though. Mm-hmm. Because if anybody else does that, you can sue for that. You can, Tammy should have been happy that Keisha didn't call the cops.
Yeah. I will propose this question for our iTunes and YouTube people, because there is, every time we, you know, break down a show, we have our viewpoints, but there are people who will see the show maybe from a different angle. Like, those of you, please keep the comments coming on iTunes and YouTube and tell us, like, what it is that how could you side with Tammy? Because I'm really trying my best, and mm-hmm. she's a great character on reality television, but it does confuse me a little bit. As we say all the time, she needs to get the book, Every Girl's Guide to Life. Although I don't know if Tammy would read it, because Tammy would say, well,
she's not from my world.
She's not from, so
she doesn't understand
Tammy, we'll give you a free copy. We will give you a free copy. Going off that real quick, wait. I'm sorry, Stanley. I just wanted to tell everybody about Gamefly, and if you're wondering what Gamefly is. Cool. It's like the Netflix for video games. And I know I'm looking at Stanley, right? We just see, she is like a video gamer. I can just tell. Anyways, Gamefly.com. Do you like video games but hate paying $60 or $70? Obviously, that is terrible. That's like a lot of money. Unless you have a good job. So go through Gamefly, make it happen. Marissa, do you have any further points on what we're talking about with Gamefly and how great it is? Because obviously, it is the Netflix for video games.
Yeah, it's the Netflix for video games. Mm-hmm. I know that if you go to Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV.
Oh.
All the AfterBuzz TV fans out there can get a free 15-day trial like Netflix does.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, do it.
So Gamefly.com/... Exactly. .com/AfterBuzzTV. I love it. Okay, good. So for the video gamers, I know they're on our chat room right now, so they're loving that. That's really cool. Do we have anything else to talk about with the episode? Keisha does reemerge in the episode. Positive spirit. Everyone's like, they couldn't believe how wonderful she was looking. It's like, well, it's a day later. I mean, obviously you're not going to be in that same distress a day later.
She's like, thank God I'm getting the hell out of here.
If you could have had a hashtag to like the way Keisha was acting, it was like hashtag over it. Like she was just like,
if she would have stayed, that just would have been
awkward. Yeah. Like I wouldn't even want her to be in the same vicinity.
I think that her presence was wanted. Evelyn and Shawnee felt bad about the situation, but at the end of the day, they're not really her friends either.
And it wasn't worth it, because the first thing I'm thinking is, maybe I can just like stay to myself or meet other people or whatever, just enjoy that vacation still. But you know what?
It becomes
not worth it. Becomes like, you know what, all this, because it was beautiful. I mean, the resort was great, but with that crap, you cannot enjoy it.
Unless she found herself a little boo. She got her groove back.
You know, you're just as spicy as she is what it turns
she's
out.
She's rubbing off on me. What can I say?
It is.
Everyone's
getting spiced.
Yeah, well, the only thing I could say about, because you mentioned that anyone that could take Tammy's side, because I like to play devil's advocate.
That's what I'm trying to find it, right?
And the reason why I think you can take Tammy's side, Tammy does somewhat say the truth when she says she doesn't like people to talk behind her back.
Okay.
So whether she can't control what people says, but we all do know Keisha did say that, and especially the line, I could have gone off on her too. So she's like, all right, well then go off on me. And
you're really trying that. That's good.
I do see your attempts, but the rebuttal to that is, so should she have called Tammy and said, I could have gone off on you too, but I chose not to? Is that a conversation even worth having? Because that's not talking behind somebody's back, though, by saying I chose to be the better person and the adult in the situation.
But I mean, at a certain point, she could have said that, like at the table, even though Tammy's this close to her and she's scared of being hit, she could have been like, look, Tammy, I was really upset. You know that we've been through this. And
could have said, I was only saying that as a reaction to Susie.
I wasn't saying it to be
Susie.
Like, oh, I'm big and bad. I was just saying, oh, yeah, well, anyone, I could have talked back to her, but I'm not going to do that because that's not how I live my life. Then if she did say that and Tammy still went off,
she still would have.
So you're saying in that situation, she could have stood up for herself. Saying
yeah,
that.
just that. You know what I'm saying? Because she does speak a lot to the confessional and to the camera, and she is a little spicy and sassy, you know what I'm saying, with her comeback. No correlation.
I don't know if I would say she's spicy.
Yeah, but like she does kind of talk a little, you know what I'm saying?
She does.
And I'm just kind of like, well, you do need to have a little bit of that when you speak to Tammy.
I do agree with that. She should have some rebuttals to the things that Tammy's saying. She doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
But when someone's yelling at you and telling you that they're going
to
lay hands on you.
Yeah, you're lucky it's I didn't hit you. What?
Over something as small as that. I mean, Tammy's crazy.
Imagine if Keisha would have stole her handbag. Imagine.
Then it wouldn't have been funny.
Yeah. It would have been the end of the world for her.
I was going to ask you, going back, I mean, we keep bringing up Tammy. Did she say anything to Susie, like, along the line?
No.
What was that about?
She said, don't feel bad, Susie, for telling me, you know, you were right.
So not only did she pimp the situation with Keisha and have her feel a certain way, but she also went right to the only person she's going to talk to and grabbed, Tammy, she got to give her a little credit for being that aggressive.
Yeah. She knows that Susie's the one who ran back and told her?
Yeah.
Keisha? Because no one else speaks with her, really. In that group, no one else speaks with her.
Because she was asking, who told you that? Who told you that?
And at a certain point, I don't think she can get mad at that. You know, just like happened last season, Susie got in trouble for not telling.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain standpoint, you are looking out for yourself first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have friends and Susie can't defend herself. So Susie's just trying to not only toe the line to be friends with everyone, Susie doesn't want to get clocked by Tammy.
When does that become an issue with somebody where Susie keeps on going back and forth?
Okay. If there was anybody, I probably would have smacked them. I don't want to put my hands on anybody. It would have been Susie. So, stop going back and forth.
Susie.
Because it is a little unfair for Susie to be so, she gets to have the privileges of being in that cool group if that's what you're trying to go for, which we know Susie is trying to go for that.
Yeah.
That's like what she wants.
Uh-huh.
But she also gets to be the one with the, you know, the second team, the B team.
She
like, that's unfair. That's unfair.
In people's hotel rooms and say that you're waiting for them to come off their flight
and
for dinner.
It's just funny. It's funny. It's
She's
a joke.
She's waiting for Jen to come home for you're such a good friend. No friend does that. I'm sorry. I mean, we have slumber parties and we'll put your hand in the cold water so you can pee on yourself. I remember those days when I was a kid. But I'm sorry. You're going
to
ruin your friend's trip?
She didn't
with
do it
the
to
girls.
Jen's room.
They did it to what? Kenya's or whatever?
Kenya's room.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But it does get conflictual because there she is making these jokes and they're all going with the idea. But then it came down to the other girls were going on a yacht cruise or whatnot.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I'm going to stay back with Jen.
And that
so
was
it's like,
Susie it, standing up for herself at a certain standpoint.
Watch, yeah.
And I was kind of surprised because Evelyn was like, really? You're kind of taking Jen's side over mine? And Susie was like, yeah.
I'm surprised Susie didn't reconsider and be like, I'm just kidding. Where y'all want me to go? You want me to go with you? I'll get changed in a dress too.
So
come on.
So they didn't put any in Jen's. I thought they put some in Jen's too.
No, Jen will hit you with the lawsuit real quick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so okay.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, you might be right because I think it's a little bit of foreshadowing. At the very end, when Jen came and she walked into her room, and you notice how they panned to the number 408. I wonder if they accidentally put it in Jen's room. I wonder if that's going to happen next.
Because that's
next
a possibility.
Episode.
That's a good. Observation.
Because the way they pan to the room and this, and I'm like, oh no.
That would be just
some drama.
I would like to hear from the iTunes listeners. How do you feel about Susie? You know, playing this back and forth thing, you know, running her mouth, going here to there, you know, Keisha's side, but not really Keisha's side, then putting fish in a room. What do you guys think of her? Do you feel, to me, I kind of feel like she's the girl who, you know, like when in high school they're beating up another girl and she kicks the person, you know, like she doesn't fight her, but she'll run in like, just kick her in the back or something.
And it's different with Susie because it's not like she's one of these people that is just very, I don't know. I mean, she is friendly, but she's so friendly that she happens to get along with this team and this team. Mm-hmm. There's a little deception in it, is what I feel.
Yeah, there's fakeness in
it. You know,
like
if this was, again, we'll always refer to the great Lauren Turner. If this was Lauren Turner, she would just be that cool that she would be embraced by the cool group and then she'd be embraced by the other group.
Yeah,
but Susie's doing it with a little bit of like, you know, back and forth, jokey. So
the only reason why I'm
not
so
get her in trouble sometimes
on Susie is at a certain point, a snake is a snake and a duck is a duck.
Exactly.
And we all know that Susie's like that. And Keisha should have been watching the last season and she knows how
notes,
each girl
like,
is.
Okay,
and
I know how she is.
All right. And if you decide to step into this situation and make a lot of money doing it, you know what I'm saying? You need to kind of understand how it works.
Yeah.
So you need to understand how to deal with Tammy and you need to understand that Susie doesn't know better.
When they do the...
Bless you,
young lady.
Spicy sneeze.
Can I try to defend Keisha in this, in that little, not that you were going against her, but
of course.
Also, when they do these shows, she had been approached to do it a couple seasons and, you know, turned it down initially and then finally made it for this season. But that's a great point, but it makes it difficult because I feel like they do set up these scenes, so to speak, and they push her with these groups. It's not like, how does she get away from Susie is what I'm saying. This is not one of those reality shows that's filmed 24/7. They're scenes, they're sit-downs, they're...
Well, you don't get away from Susie, but then you don't tell Susie anything. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Susie...
I would be, if I was on the show, honestly, I'd be trying to get Susie to talk shit. Like, girl, Tammy, Susie said, I'd be starting the drama the other way.
Probably.
I'd be the other way around.
It's almost like Survivor, though.
Exactly.
Like, you gotta build the
Hunger
lines.
Games.
Yeah.
You gotta watch your own neck.
Yep. Crazy. It's just as much violence. I mean,
you're right, because what you... more fights. It is kind of like you were saying, where Keisha should have at least said, hey, or I think it was you, I get on the phone, I wanted to call you, say that's not the way I get down, that's not what I do. But at the same time, it's like, she could have legitimately said, my comment, what I said, was in reaction to what Susie was giving to me. That way, it turns over on Susie.
But you know,
and then
it's kind of like a deer in headlights. You just get scared and you freeze up. She felt attacked. Yeah. She froze. You know, coming from the situation, she's probably watching the episode today like, damn, I should have said this.
Yeah,
I should have did that. I should have called security. I should have stayed there. Found me a little man on the beach.
That's true.
Back to that, yeah.
We try to get a man, huh, Fallon?
Can we see somebody get some? I'm saying.
I have not seen one male on the show.
Exactly.
I'm just like, are you guys really on this island? I don't know if I believe it. I think it's like at a hotel down here like in Hollywood.
It's on the WB lot.
Yeah, I think they're just like inserting trip, like pictures of like a vacation.
Exterior shots.
Yeah.
My gosh, what episode! I'm just telling you, it was like a little mini heart attack I was having watching it. It was that bad.
I
that
think the
good.
Dolphins got more action than the girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
And
like Keisha kind of felt like weird about that too. Tammy not going to the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Like, was she sad for Tammy that Tammy didn't go?
That.
I don't.
She's like,
she didn't go. Like almost as if she felt kind of bad. Like Tammy didn't go. You know. And for her, but I don't like that Tammy had her little alone moment. I'm really trying to work on my anger management as she sits on the steps, like looking out into the water as if she's reflecting on what happened. Yeah. Tammy doesn't feel bad at all about it.
She doesn't.
It's so tough to believe, like know what to believe, because they have the way they act on the show and then they have the way they go to those one-on-one camera interviews, because Keisha did seem a little more tough or standing for herself in the one-on-one interviews. Not too bad, but whereas like I got no remorse from Tammy, so I just don't know where to go with Tammy. Like,
you know,
I don't...
what I hate about Tammy? When she does those professionals, she tries to act so put together
and proper,
so grown and so mature, and I'm like, you just stole somebody's purse. Like, are you serious?
She's got the tone of the voice
and
that eye roll like nobody else.
But she would make an amazing actress.
I think she really doesn't know,
so
and that's why Keisha was right when she said she's sad. Like, she feels sad for her because she
did she say that in front of, she didn't say that in front of, because you said, because that comment will piss somebody like
course.
An angry what comment? Oh, because I'm sad for, I'm really like, you just, it, your life makes me sad. Oh gosh,
that's the thing. And
season five, that was it,
that's the reunion.
Because if you feel sad for somebody, that will piss off an angry person.
Of course.
Need to feel bad for me.
Keisha was going in on Tammy.
Now we believe I'm not sure if you know, we believe they're doing the reality the reunion show at this time, so that we'll see.
Well, there's all sorts of rumors, right? Because Jennifer, they're saying if Jennifer comes, they're not going, because Jennifer possibly will have a lawsuit if anything goes down at the reunion, so they're going to boycott and all,
and not go to the
reunion.
Yeah.
This season definitely
for
got
the
more
right price. They'll be at the reunion.
Okay.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a
right.
Check.
I have a question for everyone. Now, out of all the characters on the show, who do you feel is the most real and down to earth? And I mean, I would say Keisha, but then again, she didn't stand up for herself and she didn't, you know, tell Tammy, this is what I said. Who would you feel is the most real or that you could, most relatable
question.
To on the show?
I think I like Royce. I still like Royce. I know she has the goofy dad thing. I like Evelyn still, even though she is a little too much. I'm just going off what I'm thinking right off the top. Right. I'm not even like censoring it at all. Tammy, I can't say I love Tammy because of today.
She's off my
Susie's kind of ridiculous. Kenya, ridiculous.
I know who I relate to, and I think you guys are going to like go crazy. Who?
Kenya.
No, funny enough, it's Jen.
That's shady.
Jen.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know,
I can understand
Jen,
that.
I
yeah.
relate to her this season more than anyone else.
That was
else.
The first one that popped in my mind.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because the first season I kind of didn't really care for her because she didn't really take a stance either way, and she was kind of just Evelyn's little sidekick and kind of just jumped on the bandwagon, but I kind of think she stepped into her own. I like her positioning.
As long as you don't use your name in third person like she did all season long, Jennifer is not going to take that no more. Jennifer is that is where that was the
that
hard
she
thing.
Lost it.
It was yeah. I've liked Jennifer a little more now, but at the beginning of the season, I was not having it. But she's winning me over a little bit. Yeah.
I don't relate to not one.
Oh, there she goes.
Character. I am not of their world. I don't want to be of their world. I'm
You're
sorry.
Not about this life.
I'm not about their life, thank God. I don't relate to any of them.
If
but my
anything.
Favorite character is Evelyn because she's a badass motherfo. She is beautiful and she's the realest because she will say it to your face. Anything that she, any problem that she has, yes, she will address it. She's crazy, but that's what I love about her. She's entertaining. She was made for this show.
But then wouldn't that make you like Tammy as well? Isn't she the same?
No, because I think Tammy is a cold blooded person and that her heart is black inside. Quote me.
Well, you know, because wait, I'm just going off what you're saying. Because they do both show yeah. the dual sides of them.
They do. They show the
it's
both
hard to
sides,
say that today after this
Tammy
episode.
But Tammy is less likable to me because I don't see Tammy is woe is me, where I feel like Evelyn's vulnerable moments is I don't like to see other people being mistreated. Yes, I have a bad attitude sometimes, but I do not like to see people being mistreated.
Yeah, but she was throwing bottles at people's heads.
Because
yeah.
she's crazy, just like Tammy. But I don't think Tammy feels sympathy for anybody else
mm-hmm.
other than herself. I feel mm-hmm. Tammy is very self-involved. She only feels like woe is me, cry me a river. This is mm-hmm. what happened to me. This is why I am justified in mistreating people. Mm-hmm. Where Evelyn's like, I just don't like you, and so I'm not going to treat you with respect, but she's not a mean, just vindictive person either. So I like Evelyn. I don't like Tammy.
Tammy, the one Tammy point I feel like, and I'm not saying that Evelyn is more self-centered,
she's
but
the
I feel
lesser like, evil.
Yeah. You're right.
She's the lesser evil of the two, but Evelyn can get away with a lot more.
I almost want to see yeah. them have another feud because, they're so great as, like, you know, the two mean girls, but let's.
It's kind of like lions in the wilderness. I feel like they both showed each other their roars,
right,
and now
that
they got each other's back. Like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now no one has a shot.
Exactly. That's a great point, Felton. That's exactly what happened. They both had to, like, go toe-to-toe, blow-to-blow with each other. Yeah. And now they're cool.
Who do we say won that, though? The two of them in the previous season?
Kind of Evelyn, I think. I mean, because Evelyn was going to do the T-shirt line, and Tammy was going to sue her, and that's why I don't understand why she has a problem with Jennifer suing everyone.
Exactly.
But that's a whole other story. And Evelyn didn't back down. She was like, I'm doing my T-shirts. I'm making my money. And Tammy is the one who ended up having to back down. So I think Evelyn kind of is the head lion.
Because Tammy did say, we will make this set of shirts, but after that.
That
so
know,
in reality, the effing factor, you know, became something. Mm-hmm. Like, even though Tammy said it, what, you're right. Gosh, I never even think of Tammy as being the less of
yeah,
those
I think Tammy backed down a little bit. And I think that's why it's funny to watch this. Just like you guys were saying, they're decided to take each other's side because they mm-hmm. realize that's the only person who could really take each other down.
Yeah.
So that's why they're kind of cowards in a way, because mm-hmm. just like you said, they would never do that to each other.
Exactly.
Even if Evelyn feels like, you know, Tammy's wrong in this situation, she would never step up to her because she knows, oh gosh,
know.
She's the only person that could knock me down
like
off
what,
of my high
what
horse.
Tammy say, yeah, Evelyn, you said you exactly what Keisha said. Yeah, she wouldn't do that anymore. It's done. And that's why the three of them is the trio, because it's Shawnee who's in charge, the real boss.
Right, yeah. Who they're
and then
scared
the two-
of in a way, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And you know,
I have an ulcer.
What still comes to mind for me is how Ev was with Tammy's husband. How that they're able to be friends and she
that
let that
is,
go. Like,
yeah.
You think so?
That is still, like, to me, if now let's put it on the other foot. If Keisha had slept with Tammy's husband.
Somebody would be den, in critical condition. Exactly.
But I don't think that that's unrealistic, because I've seen friends, I have some best friends in my life that I've seen become friends because of another guy. That they
husband? Mutual,
no, those, not husband, not a husband. This is like a boyfriend.
And those are real, maybe, but husband.
But and those are real friends. These are not real friends, so that makes it a little weird for me to follow it, you know? Because these are not real friends. Like, I mean, you're talking about, like, sincere girlfriends. Friendships,
yeah.
This makes it a little more difficult. So, really, we figured it out. Evelyn did win, is what it comes down to.
Kinda. I think last season, yeah.
But I Queen do have a problem with Evelyn's, Evelyn having lashed out at Jen and allowing her other friend to slap Jen or whatever. What's her other friend's name? Her assistant? I feel like if someone is your true friend or was your true friend and Jen hasn't really done anything that bad to Evelyn, you still should have some sympathy and not want to see one of your best friends be inflicted by pain or hurt or be mistreated as well.
Of course.
And I don't think Jen's done anything worse enough to her for her to feel justified that she should have got slapped.
Completely. Well, I think the way they spun that was that Naya had her own issue with Jen. Like, that's,
they had their
that,
own friendship.
I don't care who you are. You're not laying hands on anybody that I love. And if Jen and Evelyn really had a real friendship, she shouldn't have let that go down.
But that's why, in a certain standpoint, Evelyn is kind of just like Tammy. Because Evelyn, just like that, she can turn completely off and now she wants to kill you. And it doesn't make sense, because you have 8 years, you've had good times with this person. And the thing is, I don't know. Like, it's just completely crazy, and Evelyn totally lost it for me this season. I do agree. She's really
real.
Well,
she's the reason all the petitions are coming up, not Tammy.
I have this hate-love relationship with Evelyn. Like, sometimes...
Everyone does, I think.
Sometimes I'm like, sometimes I'm like, she is hilarious. Yeah. Her quotes,
she is.
The things that come out of her mouth, the things, like, she does, and then sometimes I'm like, all right, that's a little across.
She's over the top.
Yeah, like, throwing bottles at people's heads. I know you get upset, but, like, let's, again, and remember, we're on camera, we're on TV,
and you have
a daughter, you know.
I think Jen's right. There is something deeper going on in Evelyn's life.
There is
some problem. I'm not sure if it's her relationship with Ocho or something that...
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Okay, so you're new on the show today, and you've been following this. Do you feel... We've spoke about it. Do you feel their relationship is real, Evan Ocho?
Like, real as in, like, is it just for TV?
I'm in love with you, we're really getting married, or is it because the cameras are rolling?
Can we get back to that great question after a commercial?
Of course.
Is that work for you?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Okay. Gives me time to think.
Because I'm excited about what you're going to answer. Great question. Commercial, Basketball Wives, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Oh, let's start.
I'll go turn on.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday, right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
You can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please. Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show, where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel, we talk about sex tapes, we talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate, you can comment, watch us, iTunes, same thing, download, rate, comment. And we would love to hear your feedback, and we love to support, guys. So please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex.
Buzz you later, guys. This is the AfterBuzz TV crew for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Wow. Okay. We're just like
going after her kids.
Okay, so Tammy Roman, we're on the Twitter, you know, right now, just which is a great way for them to express themselves. She says, Tammy Roman is saying on Twitter, "I'm not proud of my behavior, but I own up to it and face it. I do apologize to my family, my friends, and to my kids and to my cast members." Kind of a blanket. What are you sorry for?
What is she apologizing for?
I don't know, but like as Fallon was saying,
did you just
stealing Keisha's purse, threatening beat her up?
Did you just apologize on Twitter, or did you go to Keisha and speak to her one-on-one and apologize?
Well, she didn't put Keisha in there.
Exactly.
She didn't
apologize to all.
It's kind of like I apologize for the way you felt about the way I acted. That's kind of what I'm getting. And then going off.
Sorry that you had to see my bad behavior like that and that you guys are upset with me.
I'm sorry you took it that way. Yeah. I'm sorry you took it that way.
Right.
Wow, Tammy. Okay. And Tammy has 500,000, around 500,000 followers, but Evelyn, she has around 900,000. So that's kind of the difference.
Whoa.
There.
Queen bee.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'm just,
We can't forget about our question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Do you believe Ocho and Ev's relationship is real? Are they getting married for the cameras or is it sincere?
Okay. At a certain point, I think their relationship is real. There's no perfect pair of people, almost like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They're the same person in a certain standpoint. I think in Evelyn's aspect, it's real. I do think anything Evelyn does, she does genuinely. Mm-hmm. And she does love Ocho's craziness and the way he can put her in check. Ocho is a different beast. I do think it's kind of half about the limelight and then half about, I mean, Evelyn is a bad bitch. Like, who wouldn't want to be with her? So I think it's real on that standpoint. They generally do love each other, but do they love the attention more and now they're doing the reality show? I think Ocho's side, yes. I think Evelyn, I think she really is in it with him. And the fact that he's an NFL player doesn't hurt.
I know, right?
But I think it's real as a relationship nowadays can
be. A part of her must feel scared because she's been through this before. Mm-hmm. She's dated an athlete. You know, she's been with him, well, her ex, for years and years. She's been engaged, and she never made it down the aisle. So she's probably thinking to herself, okay, now I'm on TV. Now I have a baller who wants to bring me down the aisle. Is this sincere or not? I would love to see when the spinoff comes and,
in September.
To see that vulnerable side of her, to see if she'll open up and be like, oh, crap. Like, is this really going to go down? Does he really want me or no?
Completely. And I think we're seeing that manifest in how she's acting. And I think all of her insecurities are coming out in anger towards Kenya, towards Jen.
Yeah.
Because she is in a traumatic time in her life. Is he going to stand me up again? Am I going to embarrass myself to the world?
And if I was in her situation, if I was in her situation, you know, going through this vulnerable moment and it's getting real, I'd want my best friend by my side. You know, that she was friends with Jen for over 8 years, they even got baptized together. I would want her by my side and to know that she's on the other side, their enemies. I would feel like, dang, I need her.
But I don't think she hates Jen. I think she loves Jen so much. That's why she's so hurt.
Exactly.
And I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
That's where all that passion, that anger comes from because they love each other so much.
My best friend, Azurdi, and I will quote, she always says that at the bottom of anger is really pain.
Yes.
And so, and I think she's absolutely right with that because you don't know how to react with it. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're lashing out at each other.
Completely. There's a thin line between love and hate. Yes. And I think she can't stand that. Jen is colder than Evelyn.
Yes.
Because Jen really doesn't feel bad.
She shuts off.
Yeah. She's like,
over the drama. And that's the coldest thing that you can do.
Cold.
To delete someone from your life. That's the best thing that you can do.
Exactly.
That shows them. I'm sorry.
We got this little. Yeah.
There's some snapping in the studio if you're iTuning us.
These single ladies are going to get crazy.
Well, then I guess we're going to be watching Evelyn's show because we're talking about it that much.
I'm really excited for the next episode. They gave us a glimpse of Ev, like, me and you need to talk. Yeah. And I really feel like they're going to leave the island loving each other.
You think so?
I do. Hmm. You know, like, for me personally, or if you've dated somebody, or even with best friends, you know, you have a big blowout, you finally get it off your chest, you confront each
other,
you talk.
Like, this is where I'm coming from.
Right.
This is where
and then it's
from.
Like, you know, I've it's been like, missing you. I've been loving you from afar. And I've been, you know, you want to show that emotion. Like, dang, we have so much to catch up on.
Right.
You know, so I feel like that's what's going
to
go
it's
down
almost
when they
leave easy to come back to that great bond. Almost. Yeah. I mean, we don't know if that's going to happen.
If you're real friends, you can get through anything.
Well, I guess we're in the meat of predictions. So let's hear the fun little predictions music. Ah.
Now,
so I could do this goofy dance again.
I gotta get it down. Yeah. Why do you gotta
for our YouTubers, iTuners. I'm sorry.
I don't know what I'm doing.
So what's gonna happen? Well, Jen is gonna probably put up a little bit of a I don't want to speak with her, which obviously we saw a little bit of that. She'll hold her ground. Jen is really impressive, but Will they argue and scream? No, probably not. So
I think Jin needs to have her breakdown moment in order for Evelyn. Because what works for Evelyn is sympathy and tears. If Jin can finally cry and just be like, but you hurt me and I loved you, then Evelyn will be
she'll
like,
start crying. Okay, let's be friends again.
Yeah, let's be friends again. I think if once that moment happens, but Jin is just so like far removed right now that it's going to take something like that in order to bring Evelyn back. But I don't know if it's going to be on the island. I think it might have to be on the spinoff of the show.
Like on the island, we still may see Jennifer Kardashian is what they've been calling it. We're still going to see that like very, okay, so.
Right.
You're right. Some good crying would be very worth it. That was kind of, now I'm kind of going back off what I said, what I didn't like about Jen originally. It's the Jennifer doesn't deal with these kinds of people. It's that too protected. Like I love an unprotected person. Like, you know, be a little bit out there. Jen came into the beginning of this season. Like so it's conflictual to even think this. I love the, I'm removing myself from those negative people. That's a good thing to say.
Yeah. Right.
But at the same time, like, she's just above it all almost.
The only reason why I don't agree is because in last season, she did break down and cry. And that was big because they were saying they don't see Jen so weak when they were in Italy or
when they were in the room and she had a jump through the and get to the room and all
you
that.
You know, and Jen
because of the tapes and stuff, right?
Right, Jen broke down. You could see she really loved Evelyn and she was like, oh my God, I didn't mean to hurt you. Yeah. But
she seems so far of a different person since then.
No, because Evelyn is different. Evelyn's coming at her so crazy.
She is.
And so Jen is like, you have to hold up your guard now because at a certain point, you're a lion too.
Exactly.
But if Evelyn comes to her real, like she can be, and just be like, look, what's going on with us? Yeah. Then they're going to squash
it. How did we get here?
Right.
Yeah. So nobody's supposed to be here.
This was like a lot of fun. We definitely miss our Rebecca, our insider with Basketball Wise.
Lauren, we love you.
Lauren's love. Before we break down our Twitter handle so you can follow us and communicate with us, I did want to say, of course, continue to vote for Maria Menounos on Dancing with the Stars. There is a fun little video. Yes, America! There is a fun little video online on the AfterBuzz page where it has all the AfterBuzz hosts, a couple celebrities on there as well, saying they are down with Team Manuf, and that is Menounos and Derek Huff. Anyways, it's a cool video, and half of us on the table are in the video, so I thought that was worth mentioning and make those votes. But if they want to keep in touch with you, Stan Lee, how do they do that?
Yes, at your girl, Stan Lee, Stanley. Follow me, and I'll follow you back.
And if they want to follow your sister, she's also an AfterBuzzer for Scandal, which is like the biggest.
The one I slapped?
That was back in the day.
Is that why she became a lawyer? Because like she had to, you know.
Protect herself.
Yeah. Exactly. From me, I'm dangerous.
You become who you are based
off
what. What is her, do you have her Twitter handle as well?
Yeah, I think it's just at Sophia Stanley, S-O-F-I-A.
She's like, I think. I don't follow that.
I don't need to.
You don't follow her.
I thought y'all lived together. Spicy Maricela, where can we find you?
You can play with my Twitter anytime at spicy_Mari. That's SPICY_MARI.
Anytime, not just the weekends.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And soon, website, thespicylife.com, which we are all collaborating on. And Fallon Mercedes, where can we follow you?
Miss Mercedes. It's MIS Mercedes. And I'm also new to Instagram, and I'm having so much fun with it. I need my followers up. Again, follow me, and I'll follow you back.
Oh, that's that love. If you want to follow me, it's at Ronnie Jr. Media. And I am soon returning to my blog a little bit more, which is randomlyronniejr.com, where I'll post all kinds of different random stuff is really kind of the whole concept there. Marissa, thank you so much for running the booth.
We cannot get enough of you.
Team Enough and Basketball Wives
Team
After
Enough.
Show.
Ow.
We're out of here. Thank you, guys.
Stay tuned for Single Ladies coming
soon.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.